This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I talked last week about some spring bulbs, including some stunning parrot tulips. Likely you've seen some lovely options of crocuses, daffodils, and hyacinth, and you've started plotting your landscape, or you've already planted. Then the squirrel showed up, those tenacious little bulb eaters. People have discussed ideas about what to do for as long as we've planted bulbs. Some say the most effective method is to sink chicken wire into the ground around your bulb bed and then cover the area with more chicken wire and mulch it. Yeah, that's not happening for me. Other gardeners say they just lay the chicken wire on top along with mulching the area, and that works for them. Some folks say their dog keeps them away. The squirrels are the most persistent little creatures, I think, on Earth. And they'll even eat bulbs they're not supposed to like, such as grape hyacinth and daffodils. However, they are not big on onions, so alliums are a good choice. I just picked up an Allium schuberti last week. It looks like a reddish-purple sparkler. Can't wait to see it next spring. Other not-so-tasty options include pink bells, squill, and summer snowflake. There's a product called Tree Guard that you can spray your bulbs with before you plant. Its main ingredient is called Bitrex and is quite bitter-tasting to animals. There's also a plant skid product for squirrels. I've had a lot of luck with plant skid for rabbits. I like it too because it comes in a shaker bag of granules, lasts for 3 months, and is completely safe for pets, people, and plants. Take a peek at GardenBite.com for more information and pictures of some pretty cool bulbs. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.